This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Senate has confirmed General C.Q. Brown as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, putting him in place to succeed General Mark Milley when he retires at the end of the month. Brown's confirmation on a 83-11 vote, months after President Joe Biden nominated him for the post, comes as Democrats try to maneuver around holes placed on hundreds of nominations by Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville, who defended his position on Wednesday. The Biden administration instituted the policy after the Supreme Court overturned the nationwide right to an abortion, and some states have limited or banned the procedure. The Senate is also expected to confirm General Randy George to be Army Chief of Staff and General Eric Smith as Commandant of the U.S. Marine Corps this week. Under intense pressure, political pressure from fellow Democrats, the Biden administration has announced it is granting protection to hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans who are already in the country. The move Wednesday to give Venezuelans who arrived in the country as of July 31st of this year temporary protection status essentially makes it easier and faster for them to get authorization to work in the United States, which has been a key demand of Democratic mayors and governors who are struggling to care for an increased number of migrants in their care. Rwanda's president says he will run for a fourth term next year. That what the West thinks is not a problem after the United States and others criticize the earlier lifting of term limits to extend his rule. This is VOA News. After a strict COVID-19 lockdown that shattered its tourism industry between 2020 and 2022, China is trying to revive the market by making it easier for foreigners to visit the country. Under a new set of visa application requirements announced this week, applicants only must report 1 year of travel history instead of 5 years as previously required. In addition, until now, visa applicants had to report their entire educational background. The new guidelines require only the highest degree achieved. The changes are expected to shorten the time it takes to fill out and process visa applications. The foreign ministry will continue to facilitate people-to-people exchange between China and other countries and serve high-quality development and high-level spending, according to a spokesperson. More than 65 million international visitors traveled to China in 2019, yielding the country nearly $900 billion in revenue, according to China's Ministry of Culture and Tourism. The Federal Reserve left its key interest rate unchanged here in the U.S. for the second time in its past three meetings, a sign that it's moderating its fight against inflation as price pressures have eased. But officials also signal that they expect to raise rates once more this year. Consumer inflation has dropped from a year-over-year peak of 9.1% in June of last year to 3.7%, yet it's still well above the Fed's 2% target, and its policymakers made it clear that they aren't close to declaring victory over the worst bout of inflation in some 40 years. The federal official's latest decision left its benchmark rate of about 5.4%. The result of 11 rate hikes is unleashing beginning in March. Infighting among Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives over government funding bills has brought the United States to within 10 days of a government shutdown, creating uncertainty among the hundreds of thousands of federal employees and contractors who would be affected. Unless the Congress is able to pass 12 appropriations bills that fund the government or can agree on a stopgap measure providing temporary funding, the authority of many federal agencies to spend money will expire at midnight on September 30th. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.